Right now, let us bring in Pat Pagano. He never gets old, and he'll give us the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Maybe I don't get old, but I'm getting tired.
That's right.
That's for sure.
Yep. So now, it's humid out this morning, and it's warm, and we've got another heat advisory in effect, right?
Right till tomorrow, too. So mid-90s today. Humidity will make it feel like it's in the hundreds. And there could be some late storms. They'll be popping up. Not everybody will see them, but they'll be around and into this evening.
Yeah, there was some that popped up well to our north yesterday. Right. Well to our north, though.
Right. And same deal today into tonight, mid-70s tonight. Now, for tomorrow, some sun and humid. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon and evening. Some could be severe. Low 90s. Okay, so now the heat wave breaks, but the front not going to get too far. So cloudy and humid, but showers and storms continuing Thursday, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms, 65 to 70 Friday. Now, even though the system will move further south over the weekend, there's going to be some pretty cool air aloft. And that's what we call instability or unstable conditions. So if you get a little sun breaking out Saturday, it'll just help to develop showers and thunderstorms afternoon and evening. Same for Sunday and Monday. The chances will get less as we go over the weekend. So Saturday, obviously, will of the 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, Saturday will offer the best chance for showers and thunderstorms. Then the chances begin to decrease on Sunday and even more so on Monday. Which doesn't really help us because that's the end of the weekend. But again, I don't see a washout over the 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The only problem is that people who are planning outdoor activities such as barbecues, beaches, camping, fireworks, they're going to have to work around showers and thunderstorms.
And with a fireworks display like Lime Rock is back this year with the Salisbury Rotary Club on Saturday, it all depends. You can have a thunderstorm come through early in the afternoon, fireworks go off fine. You can have a thunderstorm come by after 9 o'clock, fine. But if you have a thunderstorm that comes by right before they're going to shoot it off, of course, they'll delay it. But they've got a rain date set for Monday. There is no fireworks this year. Have you seen the railway bridge that crosses the Poughkeepsie, the walkway?
Yeah.
Oh, every year they have fireworks. They're not having them this year there. Once again, they're still not set up to do it. The word came down too late for them to set up everything and do it properly. So there's no fireworks there. But I do understand that a private country club, Sala Ridge and Amenia, also is going to be offering fireworks to the community this year. So we've got there's a lot planned, and like I said, we'll be broadcasting live on Saturday from the Sharon Pharmacy. It's their 60th anniversary, and a lot of other things going on. So, you know what? It's hit and miss. It's summertime. We'll see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
What can you do?
My biggest concern is, my dog, because we go up to the lake. They usually shoot them off over the lake.
Yeah.
And, it's a very small cabin. And she starts barking, and she runs from the porch to the back of the cabin, back and forth, barking back and forth. And they say you have to be careful with your dogs and your pets because it could be very traumatic for them.
It is. And as a matter of fact, like at Lime Rock Park, it's a fundraiser for the Salisbury Rotary Club, but you – no pets, zero. It's just common sense. You don't bring pets. I don't care how well adjusted they are to a fireworks show. You just don't. And it's tough on them. And because it's tough on them, it's then tough on you as the guardian of that
right.
pet.
Right. I know some people say, well, you just give them Benadryl. But
no, come on.
I don't know about that.
Come on. Just don't bring them to the fireworks.
Oh, well, I have no choice.
I know, because people were there shooting them off. I know, but people just don't understand that. They just don't understand.
They don't. They just don't. There's been a lot of complaints, a lot of people already writing on Facebook saying, we have pets, blah, 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 and the people that are shooting off the fireworks and spending all the money, it's like, tough, then leave your pets home.
Yeah.
Or don't come up. That's the way they look at it.
Amazing.
They are not going to stop the fireworks because your dog or your cat, you know, doesn't like it. So that's how it's become, and there's nothing I can do about it. So I'll just, you know, actually, Marshall, you and I spoke about this a while back. From wearing headsets, we were saying how our hearing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I find, at least I found the last couple of years, when they shot off those fireworks, it was actually hurting the left side of my ear.
Yeah.
So I wind up actually covering my ear with my hands when those fireworks go off because they're too loud. And I'm thinking along the lines that maybe I should go to my nearby pharmacy and get a couple of earplugs and just put them in during the course of the fireworks.
Yeah, for my entire 50-year career, I've always worn I've never had the headsets on fully. They're always on the right ear and off the left ear. So my right ear is the ear that has poor hearing.
It's not as good as your left, right?
Yeah.
And I'm the opposite. I have it on my left ear right now as we're speaking, and I don't have it on my right ear. And my right ear is better than my left.
Yeah. So it goes. So anyway, I found out yesterday about my knees. I had a Zoom conference call Regenerex in Wilton, Connecticut, and Dr. Southern, and I found out the following. His bedside manner is great. So we're talking, and he's got pictures of my MRI, and he's going over them like that. And he gets to my kneecap, and he goes, "Do you see something on your left knee? And take a look at the picture of your right knee. Do you see something missing?" So I said, "No, why?" He said, "Your ACL is, you don't have an ACL on your left knee." So I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah. When did you lose that? Because it should have been a very painful experience." So I said, "Well, listen, I've been having nothing but pain in my legs for years. I don't know." So they can't, you don't, once you, it's gone. So there's no putting on a new ACL, okay? It was funny. Mm-hmm. He said, your sport days are over. You know, if you were an athlete, you'd have to retire now. So I said, "Well, I'm not an athlete." But I found out that I am a candidate, both legs, both knees are a candidate for the stem cell therapy. But because I lost the ACL after everything's done, and I do have enough cartilage to regrow cartilage, I do have ligaments and tendons that are loose, but they can be powered up. And I have bone that is kind of hollowing out, okay, from the bone on bone. All the stem cells can fix all that. Can't fix the fact that I don't have an ACL. So when it's all done on the left leg, I'll have to wear just a special knee brace that holds the kneecap in place, my right knee is in better shape, and it still has the ACL, and 1 month after doing the left knee, we'll do the right knee. And it's a trip each time we do it, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the day that is the bad day for me will be when I'm finished on Wednesday, both days. So I will have I want to do it hopefully a week from Monday, but I don't know whether we can schedule it that quick.
Okay.
But that Thursday, both those times, I won't be here at the station. I will be at home. But it's so much better though, because if I were to get knee replacement, I wouldn't be in the studio for weeks.
So that is incredible.
So we'll see what happens here. But so all systems are going to be go. It's just a question of when we start, whether it's a week from Monday or 2 weeks from Monday, but hopefully it'll be a week from Monday.
Yeah. That is great. Well, good luck on that. I mean, that's I think that's really great. You should be excited.
Who's the man that led me in that direction, though?
I guess it was me.
Pat Pagano, even though it's not the same thing that I'm getting done.
It's similar, yeah.
But because Pat brought it up and I started investigating it, and we found this. So, Pat, right now, I'm going to say thank you, unless things go horribly bad.
Oh, no, then, I hope not.
Then I'll track you down and break your knee.
yes. Yeah, but you're very, very welcome. I wish you the best of luck. And by the way, I watched another episode of Mayor of Eastwood last night.
Did you like it again?
Oh, my goodness. There's only two episodes left, Last night, they revealed the kidnapper, because there's three girls missing, and they don't know the fate of any of them. One was found dead. The other two were missing. They found the guy who had the missing girls. Now, the last two episodes will deal with who killed the third. But just incredible. Just incredible. Love it. Absolutely love it.
All right. And coming up July 2nd, The Tomorrow War.
Yes. There's going to be the movie. What's his name?
Chris. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pat. Well, we've got the lowdown on the forecast, and we'll check with you tomorrow and see if we get a better idea about the weekend.
Okay, and you keep cool.
Oh, always, Pat. Cool in the pool.
All right.
Okay,
cool,
goodbye.
Yes.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.